All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Mincha Maariv today is both at 7 and at 7:55 p.m. Please make an effort to be there. We would love to see you. Wrapping up our about six-part series on Gaal Yisrael, I want to try and bring all the ideas together by showing that Gaal Yisrael is really the glue that pulls together Shema and the Shemona Esrei. The Sefer HaMinhagos, which is a fairly early Rishon, who's also, we mentioned yesterday, the HaManhig, who was a student of the Ra'ivad in Provence. So the Sefer HaMinhagos was a different gentleman, Rav Asher Bar Shaul, who was also from Provence, who was also a student of the Ra'ivad. So the Ra'ivad had a lot of students that wrote Sfarim on Tefillah. You can imagine what his Beit Midrash was like. So the Sefer HaManhagos comes along and points out that how do we introduce this whole intensity? What's the climax? What's the pinnacle of Tefillah? Is both the recitation of Shema and the recitation of Shemona Esrei. Those are both Shema is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Shemona Esrei is the centerpiece of our daily davening, three times a day. So what's the glue that brings them together? The glue that brings them together is the bracha of Gaal Yisrael. Because what do we say? We say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekeno Hashem Echad. We cry out God's unity. We cry out about God's the yoke of heaven. We indicate to the entire world, to the definitely Jewish people, that God is unified. And the Sefer HaManhig says that if God is unified, what's the ultimate expression of unity? Is God's continued providence in the world, His continued involvement in the world. That's the greatest sign of unity, that there is nothing that happens in this world without God's involvement. So what's the ultimate expression of God's involvement? Is the bracha of Gaal Yisrael, showing that there's this philosophical idea comparing God to a watchmaker, right? That God made the watch, set it in motion, and let it run. And that's not what we believe. We believe that God is continuously involved in the world. And specifically, what is the most obvious aspect of God's involvement in the world is the redemption of the Jewish people that took place out of Egypt. How does that link then to the opening bracha of Shemona Esrei? It links to the opening bracha of Shemona Esrei very, very, very straightforwardly. One of the reasons is, why were we redeemed from Egypt? Zechus Avos, right? The merits of our forefathers, the merits of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the promise that Hashem made to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that the Jewish people would be slaves, but then would be redeemed. That was one of the reasons we were redeemed. And we invoke that in the opening bracha of Shemona Esrei. Bracha ta Hashem lekenu v'kelev v'senu, elekei Avraham, elekei Yitzchak, elekei Yaakov, hakel, hagadol, hagibor, v'anora. Right, we're talking about God's greatness, God's involvement, kel yon, gomel, chasidim, tovim, v'konei, hakol. Right, he's involved in everything. V'zocher chasdei avos, he remembers the kindness of the fathers, and maybe goel lifnei v'nei v'neihem machmo biyava. So already in the first opening bracha that you're supposed to have kavana about, we're going to talk about more the first bracha in the coming days. But already in the opening bracha, we invoke the idea of redemption, acknowledging that God is unified, God is one, God is Hashem Echad. And we just mentioned Baruch Atah Hashem Gaal Yisrael, that God has a history of redemption. And then in the opening bracha, we say that God continues to be a redeemer. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha, Amar Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Nezachas Yisrael, Ficha Chir Balahem, Torah Mitzvah Shana, Madanai Chafetz Ma, Sekel Yakdil Terov Yadir.